I actually hit the wrong button, but it worked.
It does work.
No time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life in someone's hands, they're bound to steal it away. Don't hide your mistakes, cause they'll find you. Burn
for you, Sony.
Liar, liar, liar. Hands on fire. Vanity of Sony.
Yes, Sony, this is for you. From 3 days grace, it's called Get Out Alive. From Left for Dead to Sacrifice. The question is, who's going to make the sacrifice for PlayStation? Yeah, you people are in deep. Oh, it is so, so deep. Wow. All sorts of good stuff going on again this morning. Of course, if you were listening to the show last night, we gave you a heads up of what was coming this morning. But before I get into all that, I want to let y'all know, yes, I was up at 4 a.m. Eastern Standard Time watching the wedding. If you check our Twitter, right at the moment, Kate popped out of the car in the dress. I said, the dress. That's all I said, Kate's dress. And I want to say hello to our English-speaking listeners. See, we love y'all, too. We know y'all keep up with our stuff. We keep up with your stuff, too. And we're very excited. At least I'm very excited. I'm also very tired. And no, I did not wear my tiara because I felt dressed wrong. Anybody up there watching a wedding and thought they were watching a church wedding in the South with all those hats? Because I was like, oh, my God. It's like they were beautiful, though, except for that one.
I don't know what it is about you weirdos. Over there in England, in your hats. Girl. Seriously, what's the deal with the hat?
They were wearing, okay, there's two different things. There's hats and there's a fastener. And the fastener is like a little headband thing and it has something on it. And I only saw two people that I liked it on. And this one lady's making her rounds around the internet for being, you know, fashion forward. But it's a blue thing. It's kind of pointy down to her head. And she has the whole matching blue dress, including the pumps. And she is working and she looks hot. And I think somebody else had one on that was pretty. She might have actually been American, so it was an Americanized version where it wasn't so garish. But one of those Duchess chicks got out of the car, her and her sister. They look like the ugly stepsisters from Cinderella. She had a bow on her head, and I'm not talking about an American bow. You know, we'll put a bow on our head where it lays flat. It's kind of, you know, so-so, but you can overlook it. Sometimes it's cute. No, this was a bow that was standing up. Okay, anyway. I'm going to get off of that. This is not
wow.
a fashion show. But anyway, congratulations to the royal family on the wedding today. And I know a certain English person is going to be teasing the hell out of me. Yes, I got the fever. Leave me alone.
You got the English fever.
I sure did. I'm not even going to apologize. Yes, I was up. I ate my cake and everything while I was watching it. Hallelujah. Okay.
You're grocery.
You know what? I'm going to cut you. I'm going to cut you.
You can cut me all you want. I ain't scared. All right. Well, since we started, you're going to kill me. If y'all don't hear from me Mondays, because I'm dead.
I'm going to send the Gestapo after her. There you go.
True story. Gamer Gestapo. All right.
To run.
Microvolt to launch new zombie mode on May 5th. Even toys get zombified with the latest zombie mode for the cartoon-style third-person shooter. Rock Hippo Productions Ltd. is pleased to announce that its new zombie mode is for the anime-inspired third-person MMO shooter Microvolt will launch next Thursday, May 5th. The much-anticipated feature will allow players to become zombified and take on the role of a zombie toy in this particular, in this popular third-person shooter currently in open beta. Apparently, I can't read today. I'm seeing the wrong words. I don't know what to do. To learn more about the zombie mode and to download and play the game for free, oh, I like free, players can visit microvolt.com. With the introduction of zombie mode, even toys, I already read that part. Nice try. Uninfected players will have all weapons available, but may not have as much ammo as they are accustomed to playing with, which may leave them vulnerable to a zombie toy. In addition to the upcoming zombie mode, the Microvolt online community hub continues to undergo updates to provide players with even more functionality. Players now have the ability to directly compare their stats with friends and any Microvolts player in the world. In addition, achievements will be coming soon to the clubhouse, along with the ability to share with friends. And competitive players can look forward to future updates, taking their game to a whole new level. Microvolts features fast-paced third-person shooter action and pits players against each other in a secret battle that has been waged and going unnoticed right in our own backyard for years. No one knows for sure when or where the first toy declared war, but rumor has it the uprising began with four original limited edition figures, codenamed Microvolts. Battle lines were drawn when Naomi, Nox, Pandora, and Chip, the prototypes A, were soon joined by an endless number of modified versions. Now toy figures around the world are engaged in an all-out war for valuable battery resources and supremacy of the micro world. All we can do now is stay out of their way and wait for a champion to be declared. That actually sounds kind of neat.
It sounds scary for children.
Microvolts.com. I don't know. It's kind of like Toy Story.
Toy Story gone horribly awry. Zombies.
How was that one movie with the action figures? Toy soldiers or something.
Oh, there's a ton of them. And if you watched Tim Burton, if a little kid can watch Tim Burton, they can probably stomach this, but no problem.
Yeah, I checked out the screenshots. It's very cartoony.
Oh, well, then it shouldn't be too bad.
Mm-mm.
Well, you know what? You let your kid play with it and they get all scared. No, don't blame us.
No.
All right. So,
it's games first.
Yes, you should always check them out. Don't blame us. Well, here's some other interesting news about people that are probably going to be hoping to get out alive. Harmonix. Viacom made a ton of cash based on the Harmonix sale. Major tax benefit they got. They managed to generate a tax benefit of approximately $115 million with the sale of Rock Band creator Harmonix Music Systems. This is according to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission when Viacom sold the developer for, yes, you've heard us say it, I'm going to repeat it again so you all can wince at your desk, $49.99. And I don't mean the thousand, I mean $49.99. Late last year, it was assumed then, even by the media, that it had done so in order to reap a major tax benefit for closing a sale by the end of 2010. Of the $115 million, the company expects $45 million to be realized as a cash refund. Let me say it again, as a cash refund on previously paid taxes.
Cash refund.
With the remaining $70 million available to offset future taxes. Now, speaking of its litigation with Harmonix, the company said it would vigorously defend itself and that believes that the plaintiff's position is without merit. Of course, Viacom acquired Harmonix in 2006 for $175 million, and that comes from our friends at Gamma Sutra. You know what, Viacom? Y'all are a bunch of beep. I am hoping, Harmonix, please, get out alive and come back. We want you to come back. I think I'm going to buy whatever it is you're selling just so I can have you stomp on Viacom's head. If you're not sure who Viacom is, there's these people that put together these crappy stations like MTV and who ruined G4 for us gamers. So go away, Viacom.
All right. So I've got some news about the PSN Ocalypse. It's not good. It's not good. I'm pulling this from the Yahoo Tech section in the gaming section, actually. Looks like they grabbed it from Mashable. 2.2 million credit card numbers from PlayStation Network may be up for sale.
Yes.
Yes. Rumors are swirling around the web that the hackers who took down the PlayStation Network may have stolen 2.2 million credit card numbers. Not only that, but apparently the database is for sale.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that the source of some of these rumors is the New York Times, that has seen discussions about the supposedly stolen database on hacker forums. Apparently, hackers are claiming to have a copy of the database and are asking for a price of upwards of $100,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who, first of all, hacker people that you're trying to sell it to, you know what, I'm not going to say. There's some hackers out there that have Buku's cash. I don't really know. But if you get caught, you're God.
You're screwed. And Lord forbid if the gamer community catches up with you first.
Oh, yes. You're going down because you're stolen gamer credit cards. This is not.
Vigilante.
<Mm-mm. laughs> If I were you, I would unplug everything in my house, even the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Horrible. Okay, so we have another person that's stepping down from their company. I wanted to tell you about this yesterday, but, you know, PS Apocalypse is still in effect, so we have to keep you up to date on that. But the VP of the product development, Dan Cermak, has been over at Volition for 18 years, and he said deuces, and he left. He began at Parallax Software in 1993 before splitting into Volition and Outrage Entertainment. In 1998, Volition was acquired by publisher THQ and has published a number of big franchises, including Red Faction and Saints Row. You remember that little game? Mm-hmm. Kula said he is leaving voluntarily, and he will be succeeded by current VP of Product Development, Dan Cermak. Okay, so Dan Cermak is taking the current president role. What is with the PRs you guys give us? Okay, Mike Kulas is leaving the company. I'm sorry. Volition, of course, is currently working on Red Faction, Armageddon, ironically, and Saints Row the Third, as well as a new horror trilogy, Insane, with movie director Guillermo. I can never say his name unless nobody's looking. Guillermo del Toro. I'm sorry, Guillermo. Guillermo. I'm trying. Anyway, so that's him. He's gone. Got a new guy in place, and he's actually getting some nice comments from over at Games Industry Biz. One of the guys that works at Nihilistic Software, Robert Hubner, is saying he's the first person he ever worked for, and it was absolutely awesome. So he said he's earned a much-deserved R&R. So congratulations on your retirement. I don't think he's going to retire. Maybe you can help with this PS Apocalypse thing.
Somebody needs to help with the PS Apocalypse, because holy cow. That is not good. Not good at all.
We keep saying it, and I want it to sink into you people out there. It's bad.
Bad was a couple of days ago. Now it's just sad. Now it's just pathetic. It's horrible. Oh, it's so bad. And I'm looking for my store. Oh, all right, there we go. Unleash your gaming potential with NVIDIA Gaming League. Of course, this looks like this is for India area, so not so much for us here in the U.S. This summer, NVIDIA India brings exhilarating news for gaming enthusiasts. NVIDIA has just launched the NVIDIA Gaming League NGL. The NGL tournament that kicked start today invites gaming aficionados to compete against each other in over 20 gaming cafes throughout the country. The NVIDIA Gaming League, featuring Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, is scheduled to be held in more than 20 gaming cafes across India, and a winner from each cafe will seize an opportunity to battle it out for the ultimate crown of NVIDIA Gaming Champion in the national finale at the BYOC Summer 2011 in June. Gaming cafes from New Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Bangalore, Hyderabad, Chennai, Indore, Rajkot, Jaipur, and I'm probably going to kill this name because I think I killed most of the others, Chandigarh, will be the battlefield for all gaming fanatics who wish to participate in the event. Vishal Dupar, Managing Director South Asia from NVIDIA, said challenging enthusiasts across the country, if you think that you've got the nerve, skill, and acumen to win a virtual war, then come and challenge your competitors as you strive for your moment of glory at NVIDIA Games League. Hey, Gloria. NVIDIA's GeForce is the most preferred graphics card by gamers. At NVIDIA, we are passionate about enabling games to be played the way they are meant to be. We wish to excite the gaming instincts of all enthusiasts and help them experience the adrenaline rush of multiplayer gaming. Every match played for NVIDIA Gaming League will include 24 rounds. The player who wins the maximum number of matches in a gaming cafe will qualify to compete in the finale, which will be conducted on May 1st, 2011. The NGL finals will be held at the BYOC Summer 2011 on the 25th of June in 2011 in New Delhi. This gaming tournament will be supported by the GeForce line of graphics cards, which allows players to enjoy an immersive gaming experience with the help of various NVIDIA technologies. A lucky gamer who defeats other contestants and emerges as the winner of NVIDIA Gaming League at BYOC in June will win prizes worth, I have no idea what this is, RS.1 lock from NVIDIA. So I hope that's a lot, because I've not got a clue.
I can't help you there either.
I'm thinking one is kind of a small number, but maybe lock's a good number? I don't know.
Locks are never good.
No. Okay, yeah, you're right. They're never good. Never good.
I don't know. Yeah, uh-huh. Got that one, didn't you, Ginger? Told you it was coming.
Not a clue what you're talking about.
Yeah, sure you don't.
Nope.
Well, Microsoft is laughing all the way to the bank as PSN Oculus kicks into full gear because they are saying that their Kinect sales are currently up. Peripheral is selling at a tremendous rate. Third quarter results from Microsoft's Entertainment and Devices division show sales are up 60% from $1.2 billion to $1.94 billion. During the three-month period ended March 31st, Microsoft sold 2.7 million Xbox units, up from the 1.5 million for the period the same time last year. The Kinect peripheral sold 2.4 million units with sales for the entire Xbox 360 platform up to 69%. Up 69% to $712 million. Wow. The Entertainment and Devices division, which also includes the Windows Phone, you know, that one that follows you, and Microsoft Game Studios, recorded operating income of $225 million, up from the $150 million last year. The consumers are purchasing Office 2010, Xbox, and Kinect at tremendous rates, and businesses of all sizes are purchasing Microsoft platforms and applications. This is from Peter Klein, who's the chief financial officer at Microsoft. Good God, people, you and your PRs. Sales for the entire Microsoft business were at $16.43 billion. Yes, I said billion. With profits up to 31% for the quarter to $5.23 billion.
Wow.
Come on, Sony. You could do it.
Come on, Sony.
Get up. It's only round two. Get up. We're cheering for Sony. Let me help him out. Help him out just a little bit. Here, come on, Sony. Get up, Sony. Get up. You can do it. Hopefully that helped. We try to do our part here.
We try. And I've got more news about Sony. Sony. Seriously, Sony. But this is not so bad, I guess. I'm pulling this from the tech section at Yahoo. And they pulled it from PC World, looks like. Sony may offer users some form of compensation for the outage now in its eighth day of the PlayStation Network and Curiosity Online services. Its U.S. unit said late Thursday. The two networks were taken offline by the company after it discovered they had been hacked. Sony subsequently said personal information on some of its 77 million registered account holders had been stolen. It also said credit card numbers could have been stolen, but an ongoing investigation had uncovered no evidence of that so far. On Thursday, in the latest of a series of postings to its PlayStation blog, the company said compensation is being considered. What exactly did they say? They said, "We are currently evaluating ways to show appreciation for your extraordinary patience as we work to get these services back online." The PlayStation Network is offered at no charge to users, so the compensation, if it comes, is not likely to be monetary. A subset of users do subscribe to the PlayStation Plus service, which offers access to beta versions of games and other perks for an annual fee. The blog posting also said subscribers to Sony Online Entertainment's MMO games, DC Universe Online, and Free Realms would also see something from the company. The blog said, "To thank players for their patience, we will be hosting special events across our game portfolio. We are also working on a make-good plan for players of the PS3 versions of DC Universe Online and Free Realms." The latest blog posting didn't provide any updates as to the status of the PlayStation Network, the Curiosity Service for Consumer Electronics Devices, or an ongoing investigation into the hack. It did say gamer trophies and game data files stored in the Sony servers will be available once the service is back online. So no worry, all you people out there with your trophies, they are safe and shiny, just right where you left them.
Yes, just not your personal data, because trophies are what's really important.
Yeah. Don't you be messing my trophies.
I'm going to need for you guys to encrypt all data. I'm so concerned. Don't I sound concerned?
Okay.
Well, here is another bit of good news. I'm not sure if we told you about this yesterday, but it bears repeating. some of you developers out there that are complaining about how hard times are, well, shut up, because guess what? They're saying your salaries are up 7%, according to an annual report. Mainstream developers in the U.S. saw a 7% average rise in salaries from 2009 to 2010. This is according to the latest results from the 10th Annual Game Developer Salary Survey. The average full-time salary for a U.S. developer was put at about $80,000, $80,817 to be exact, with independent contractors earning an average of $55,000, and I'm kind of rounding down here a little bit. Self-described indie developers earned an average of $26,780, an increase over the $6,000 they were earning the previous year. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So despite the difference in pay, mainstream developers were more likely to voice a bleaker outlook on the industry and their position. Independent developers proved much more positive and considered the industry to be more fertile and innovative than previous years. And in terms of specific roles, programmers continued to be the highest paid after production. Like we all don't know this, business after production, business and legal staff, their salaries increased by around $5,000 to $85,733, except in entry-level positions, which saw a decrease in $1,000. So if you're a new programmer, you got shafted last year. The average salary. The average salary.
My bad. You got shafted last year.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Yes. So the average salary for an art and animation staff was almost unchanged from the previous year, with a slight rise of $280 to $71,354, attributed to pay raises for art directors. There's also a little change for game designers, which I absolutely love. So it's stated an average at around $70,223, which still ain't bad money, depending on where you live in the country, that is. Following a fall in salaries in 2009, producers saw an increase of over $13,000 in 2010 to a new average of $88,544. That's to get me a game designer developer boyfriend. The rise, of course, was attributed to the strong experience of survey respondents, with over half having been in their role for more than 6 years, better-paying social game studios. Producers also saw the highest portion of, drum roll, if I had one, would go right here, female respondents at 17%. Yay!
Yay!
Sound designers also earned an average of $68K, with 15% claiming they had earned less than that in 2009. QA staff earned an average of $49,000 with an increase of $11,000 from the previous year. This is coming from GI.biz. You can pop over and read this if you're interested to know how much you should be getting paid if you've been in the industry for a while. Of course, the business and legal staff, they get paid the most. I wonder why that is. They have a lot of work to do.
Tony.
Yes, so I'm very excited that the game industry is, I wouldn't say thriving, but doing okay. I don't know if
we're surviving.
We're hanging in there, even in the midst of a recession. Ooh. I'm still looking at this PSNocalypse debacle. There's more stuff popping up, folks. Keep your eyes and your ears open. Ginger, do something. I feel bad.
I can't do anything besides tell them, Yeah, that's probably not very nice either.
No, it was not, but it was funny.
All right, do you like Sudoku? Oh, wait, no, it is for the Android too, so never mind, I guess you could play. Astroware releases free Sudoku of the Day application for iOS and Android. Astroware is excited to announce Sudoku of the Day, a new free version of their popular daily puzzle challenge for iOS and Android smartphones and tablets. Each day, players can get 6 puzzles for free, 1 at each difficulty level, then complete the puzzles and submit their times to try and top the global leaderboards. The game shows how their time compares to other players worldwide. Players can also share their best times with their friends via Facebook Connect. A new set of puzzles is added to the game every day. The Sudoku of the Day free app is supported by advertising. It includes a range of in-app purchase options, including a quick pack of extra 50 puzzles to play offline, the option to remove advertising altogether, and the ability to unlock all other features found in Astroware Sudoku, like the puzzle generator, entering your own puzzles, and much more.
Okay, that's going too far.
Yeah. Sudoku of the Day is one of the most popular and unique features in Astroware Sudoku. Sudoku. AstroWare's full featured award winning pay to download Sudoku game. AstroWare's full featured award winning pay to download Sudoku game and already has more than 30,000 players. It's a lot of players. It's a free app. It's Sudoku of the day. You can find it at astroware.com/SudokuTD, or I'm pretty sure you can probably find it on the app stores. So go check it out. It's available for the iPhone, the iPod Touch, with graphics for Retina display devices, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, the Droid.
Y'all made Ginger Man.
Look, I don't know what the deal is. I cannot talk.
Y'all have made Ginger angry, and you wouldn't like her when she's angry. All right. So those of you who are Need for Speed fans, it is out. I'm trying to look for an English version of a press release here because I got three. I got a French one. I think I got a German one. Oh, yeah. So it's called Need for Speed The Run. They're saying, get ready to rip up the road. Adrenaline junkies and speed fiends will find themselves on the wrong side of the law this November. Yes, and when they race for their lives in Need for Speed, the newest in the franchise from Electronic Arts. I can't talk today either. Too much cake. So the hottest blockbuster this holiday is a game that takes players on a heart-pounding cross-country race from San Francisco to New York. Launching on November 15th, Need for Speed The Run lures players into an underground world of illicit high-stakes racing. The heat is on, and it isn't just the fuzz we're after you either. Entering the race is just the beginning as you blow across borders, weave through defense, urban traffic, rocket down icy mountain passes, and navigate narrow canyons at breakneck speed. Powered by DICE's state-of-the-art Frostbite 2 engine, Need for Speed The Run takes the action racing genre to new heights with stunning visuals and car physics that hug the road even at the top speeds, all built around a gripping storyline. The cars are hot, the racing is intense, and the story will have you on the edge of your seat all the way to the Golden Gate Bridge, from the Golden Gate Bridge to the Empire State Building. Woohoo!
Ooh.
They're saying that this year, this is the year that Need for Speed goes to the next level. This is from Jason DeLong, who's the executive producer at EA, who was also ogling Snow White's fluffy cakes back in the day. we're still going to get cut. He says, we think that Need for Speed The Run is going to surprise people with its intense, thrilling story and big action feel, but the game would be nothing without hot cars and crazy fast chases. So that is what we're delivering, explosive racing that has players flirting with disaster at 200 miles an hour. I think I'm getting some strep throat or something here.
I keep muting myself because I'm coughing my head off.
It might just be the air. Using the groundbreaking Frostbite 2 engine, Need for Speed The Run will set the bar with unparalleled visual quality and enhanced physics. Need for Speed The Run will also take immersive storytelling to a new level with cutting-edge performances that will draw the player into a world with no speed limits, rules, or allies. Autolog, the Need for Speed franchise revolutionary social competition functionality, is also back and better in Need for Speed Run. The Run is it'll continue to reinvent how people play games, track career progression, and compare game stats. This, of course, was developed by Black Box, a studio of EA. Our enemies. I would say frenemies, but we're not friends yet. Need for Speed The Run will be available on November 15th in North America and November 17th, 2010 in Europe. Oh, so I thought it said 2010. Oh, it's 2011. I thought, so why did they get it?
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's like a year late, right?
And why do you get it early?
Why are you just now getting these to me?
Yeah, I'm like, why am I just now getting this? Of course, they are saying, well, you can go check out Need for Speed, but they didn't put the site in. Don't you love when somebody is trying hard to get a hold of you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, anyway, that'll be out November 15th. Looks like it's going to be on PS3, PC, Wii, and the 3DS as well. That's interesting.
That is kind of interesting. All at the same time?
All at the same time.
Not bad.
Can't wait to see.
All right. So what do I have now? I have, I've got physical cells. That's what I've got. It's just a short little blurb from Joystick. Xbox 360 sees record fiscal quarter three sales. Kinect sold 2.4 million units in this quarter. Microsoft reports results were up across the board in its fiscal year third quarter, ending March 31st of 2011. With the Redmond Giants Entertainment and Devices Division, EDD, that's Xbox and Other Stuff, one of the standouts, enjoying 60% growth year over year. The group generated $1.94 billion in revenue and saw $225 million in profit in the third quarter, up 50% from the same period last fiscal year. 2.7 million Xbox 360 units were sold during the quarter, a new record for the console in the third quarter sales, and up 70% over last year.
Yay!
Kinect sales followed suit with 2.4 million units sold in the quarter and passed the 10 million mark to boot. Microsoft expects revenue of at least 25% for the EDD during the fourth quarter, with more to be shared at E3 in June. They say overall, thanks to strong sales of Windows 7, Microsoft recorded third quarter revenues of $16.43 billion and a net income of $5.23 billion. All right, who's the head guy? Who do I marry? You got a son my age?
They don't got to have a son your age.
Is that amount of money? Do you have a daughter my age?
They don't even have to be a daughter. They don't have to be your age. It could be your papa, your grandma. It don't really matter for that kind of money.
True story.
Mm-hmm. You can call me a money-grubbing bitch if you like. I just want to have money. I do not care. I love when people say that. Yeah, it's so tacky. She's trying to get his money. And?
If he knows about it, he doesn't care. What do you care?
Stay out of it. Or try to be friends with her, one of the two. But whatever. What is the point that you're trying to get across to me? Is it wrong that it's wrong? I don't think so. Okay. I do have a story somewhere in here if my browsers stop closing. Firefox, why do you hate me?
Firefox, why do you hate her?
Why do you hate me?
It's not very nice, Firefox.
Do I own stock in Firefox? No, it's time to sell it.
Yeah, I would sell it.
I'm angry. Mm-hmm. Well, those of you who like Physics Game Box will be happy to hear that it's free today. Free, I said free. Physics Game Box, free today on your iPhone, iPod Touch. FDG Entertainment is happy to announce another freebie this week. Physics Game Box is free for everyone today. Yay! This Ultimate Game Box includes Roly Poly Cannon and the original Ragdoll Cannon 2.
Roly Poly Cannon?
Ragdoll Cannon, yes. These are two highly popular physics games, yes. They do have a video up, which we will share with you as well on our little channel there that we have on the front page. There come some of the game details. Roly Poly Cannon, of course, is about roly poly bugs that have invaded your turf. It's time to show these unwanted visitors that they've picked on the wrong spot to hang out. Don't let their cute appearances fool you. Just get rid of them any way you can. Your massive cannon and accurate aim should be more than enough to do the trick. You also have Ragdoll Cannon, where you shoot ragdolls through tricky obstacles to hit the target on each new level. I'm done. You'll need to use your brain, too, as it gets harder and harder to land your projectiles on target. Make use of available objects and the laws of physics to increase your shot-making ability. Ragdoll Cannon is the original brainchild of Johnny K. I'm going to need you to not do that. You're not a rock star. You're a developer, darling. And has been copied many times on all kinds of platforms. Now it's time to play the true classic that started it all. I dare say you are not, but hey, who am I? Johnny K Productions, just so you know, was founded way back in 2008. Really, Johnny? by Eugenie Kuzmin in Russia. The development team quickly became very popular with several flash hit game releases like Roly Poly Cannon, Ragdoll Cannon, Roly Poly Eliminator, and Cover Orange series. They're saying these games have already been played more than 250 million times. Nice PR. I am just now hearing about you, so I would not say hit game, guys. Angry Birds is a hit game.
Mm-hmm,
when I say Angry Birds, everybody knows what it is. But good PR. I give you credit. At least, yeah. So you guys go and check their game out. It might actually be good. I'm not saying anything bad about the game. You might like it. And I will put the trailer up. You can take a look at it and judge for yourself. And it's free. It's free today, so why not? Go pick it up.
It's free.
Yeah, free is good.
You know what we also like?
What?
Strippers.
I'm going to refrain from comments.
I don't have those chat logs anymore. Video opponents pack 10 trailer release. Torquemada Games has released a brand new video strip poker Supreme Opponents Pack 10 trailer. Take a look at all the hotties: Sunday, Maria, Katerina, Melissa, and a duo of super sexy blondes, Dawn and Wendy.
Okay, you misled me. You said strippers. I'm thinking it's guys. I don't want to see those.
Yes, you know. Apparently, girls don't play video games, or we play a Sims. We wouldn't play strip poker.
Let me shut down my Sims Medieval so I can stop being a stereotype.
This is the 10th anniversary pack, so you have to find. You'll find a very special girls inside. All right, come on, people. I know you probably had this translated, but seriously, all of them are teasing, seducing, and having a good time. Video Strip Poker Supreme PR Manager says, "I love my job. Look at this trailer. You'll understand what I mean." And that's about all they give us. So apparently it's strippokersupreme.com, and there are, you know, teasing, seducing, and having a good time girls. I'm going to go with probably badly pixelated, too.
I'm trying to refrain from comment. That's a whole show in and of itself that we cannot have during the morning. Oh, some of you people out there with the non-real.
See, I was hoping it was gonna be like strip poker. We go into like a chat room and like a video, and you know, you're playing poker and you strip.
No, it would even be fun if the pixelated person was a real person on the other end. But what fun is it to play against the AI? It's not intelligent enough to really, you know, warrant any fun in my eyes, except for my crazy bot. Yeah, my crazy bot that kept trying to do stuff to me. Yeah.
You liked it.
It was kind of weird because, you know, I apparently even attract crazy bots. Well,
she's going to be the reason why the robot. Yeah, the Matrix starts. Yeah,
I'm going to start the Matrix. That's all right. I'll be dead after it happens. So, okay, in case you weren't listening to the show last night.
Computers, and they're going to get ticked off.
Well, apparently there's more news. There's more information about the PlayStation Network. More question and answers. Okay. I think, did you already tell them this, I think? The trophies and everything, they're still intact?
Yeah.
The cloud services?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm a little slow today. Okay. So then let me scrap that. Okay, well, we'll tell you more other stuff that went on last night in case you weren't listening to the show. We did mention that the FBI is getting involved. The FTC?
FBI, wait. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Kotaku is the one. They are our frenemies. They've confirmed that the FBI's cyber crimes unit in San Diego has joined 24 state attorneys generals and possibly the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, in an investigation of Sony's security breach that exposed millions of users' data to hackers. The FBI is aware of the reports concerning the alleged intrusion into Sony online game server, and they're saying, "We have been in contact with Sony concerning this matter." This is from Special Agent Daryl Foxworth. And I bet you never thought you'd be mentioned on a gaming show, Daryl Foxworth. He says, "We're presently reviewing the available information in an effort to determine the facts and circumstances concerning this alleged criminal activity. Attorneys general in 22 states are also looking into the PS Synocalypse fiasco, demanding answers from Sony and asking the company why it took them so long to warn the customers of the potential danger." Kotaku was saying that the 22 states are sharing information with one another. The attorney generals have also reportedly contacted the FTC to find out if the agency has launched a federal investigation. The FTC may have jurisdiction in this particular case because it involves the loss of consumer data through a security breach, according to the FTC. yes.
Sorry.
According to what FTC spokeswoman Claudia Boren Farrell told Kotaku, this was yesterday or late in the day yesterday.
Not good. Not good, people.
I'm feeling so bad for my Sony. They're not even my Sony.
Well, the bandwagon just got another member, though.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. The city of Taipei is demanding that Sony provide details about any leak of the PlayStation Network user data following an intrusion last week or face fines. As pressure mounts internationally against Sony over the failure of its PlayStation Network online gaming service, the Taiwan's Capital's Law and Regulation Commission said late on Thursday it had sent the Japanese company a letter asking it to explain the incident from start to finish and any proposed follow-up measures. The letter was sent on Wednesday and gives Sony 10 days to respond. If it fails to reply in time, it would be fined between NT$30,000, which is $1,044 in the U.S., and NT$300,000 for alleged breaches of local consumer protection laws, the commission said in a statement. Statement goes on to say, manufacturers and service providers should take responsibility for their customers' reasonable expectations of security, including personal information security.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to kill this guy's name, and I'm sorry. Ye Ching Yuan says he's apparently the commission chairman. The city may involve, this incident may involve leaks of consumer names, emails, birth dates, and even credit card information. He said the commission is worried as theft of credit card numbers could damage consumer credit lines and affect credit records.
Oh.
The commission has no estimate on how many players, how many PlayStation users live in Taipei, where the 2.6 million population includes many online gamers. Yeah, not good. So Taiwan just jumped in the bandwagon.
Well, this next song, of course, because it's time for us to take a break, is going out to Sony. It's also from Left 4 Dead. And this is what a lot of you out there that own PlayStations are feeling like. You want nothing else to do with Sony. It's over. It's grounds for divorce.
I've been working on a cocktail called grounds for divorce.
Grounds for Divorce is from the original Left 4 Dead soundtrack. And if you guys are like me and love to watch the splash screen while you're waiting to go into multiplayer, this is that song you hear in the background, just looping.
Does it say who sings that?
Give me a second. I can probably find out for you.
That's fine. I got Google.
Oh, I think I got it. Elbow is the name of the group. And you can pick that up and
add this to my Pandora.
It's available on iTunes and Amazon MP3 if you'd like to get it. And of course people are complaining. Somebody's saying you put it in the advert but not in Left 4 Dead 1 or 2. It's in there, you person on YouTube. It's just probably when you're not paying attention, probably picking out which zombie you're going to kill. So, well, in case you were not listening last night, we were going over a lot of this because the news is coming in quickly. So we tried to cover some for you last night during the show. Part of the reason why I picked this up is a lot of people out there are saying they're moving to Xbox. Yes, they're saying it is over between us, PlayStation 3, according to survey results from Coupon Codes for You. Nearly a fifth of PlayStation 3 owners surveyed are considering switching to an Xbox 360 in light of the current PlayStation Network security breaches. The survey found that 21% of PlayStation 3 owners out there said that they are considering selling their console in order to switch to rival console, Microsoft Xbox 360.
Selling it? Who wants to buy that?
Nobody's going to buy it, I'm going to tell you now. Unless it's a... Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Am I warbly?
There is definitely something in the background. I don't know what it is.
That would be the lovely Comcast because they hate us. The nationwide survey that they took from more than 2,100 American video gamers also found that the damage from the security breach has affected Sony's reputation amongst the users. Of the 2,132 people surveyed, 41% said that they owned a PlayStation 3. The majority of the respondents, 89%, admitted that they were concerned for their personal data with names, email addresses, and assumed stolen by that were assumed stolen by hackers. More than three-fifths, 65%, of video gamers said their trust in Sony and the PlayStation Network has been greatly affected, while just fewer than 9% said it hasn't affected their trust at all. As a video gamer myself, this is from Mark Pearson, who's the chairman of CouponCodesForYou.com. He says, this data theft is especially worrying, and I'm not altogether surprised that Sony are likely to see an exodus to console competitors. He says, as hackers get more and more intelligent, companies simply have to keep up. Sony has a responsibility to its millions of customers to protect personal details, and this data theft proves that they aren't capable of doing so. It's clear that gamers across the country have decided that this is failing, an epic failing, and it's enough
epic
to switch.
Fail.
Yes, and it's enough to switch their allegiances to the console's closest rival. The survey was, of course, commissioned by Coupon Code Discount's website, CouponCodesForYou.com, and it was conducted by Marco Media on the 27th, day before yesterday. Via an online questionnaire interviewing a nationwide sample of 2,132 video gaming adults aged 18 and older. I'm going to be quiet. Somebody else was making an interesting point on about this article. A lot of you are saying you're going to move, but what happens to all your games that you spend all the time playing, even the ones you've downloaded? You can't sell those.
Nope, and they're not exactly going to transfer over to your Xbox.
Mm-mm. See, now, remember a few years ago there was that guy that had the console he was making that was supposed to be able to play all the games, and everybody either laughed at him or they had the guy killed because he's disappeared from the face of the earth. There was a console he was making that was going to be able to play Xbox, the PlayStation, Wii, or GameCube at the time because Wii wasn't out yet, and people were... the companies, you know, Sony and Microsoft, of course, were railing against it. If it does exist, if it is real, we don't want it. That could, you know, cause problems. Aren't you wishing right about now that you had that console? Because you could then switch over and keep your game. Just saying.
I wish, you know, and you think, but no, that. And come on, Firefox.
I like this guy said. It's actually Andrew Eisen, who's one of the authors over, or the reporters over at PlayStation Game Politics. Someone said in response to his, you know, what is going to happen to your library of games, and someone says people have done dumber things. For example, buying Avatar: The Last Airbender for 1,000 gamer score points, selling your Wii because it's just for kids, wrecking your car to get insurance money to make the car payment.
Wow, I've never heard of that one. That's interesting.
He said this may take a bit, get some popcorn or something. I agree. I told y'all it was going to be good this year.
Mm-hmm.
The fighting was going to be epic, and this is the biggest one yet. Oh, man. Sony is one of
them. We're not even halfway through the year yet.
Mm-mm. It's going to get even more interesting. It's not going to dial down till November, people. I'm telling you. Something else is coming next week. It may not even be Sony.
I'll see what's going to happen.
Well,
yeah, you know, this whole thing with Sony, while this is big right now, give it another, you know, month and it's going to be gone. It's going to be somebody else, some other even bigger, juicier news.
Mm-hmm. It'll be, I'm going to say Microsoft, because that whole phishing scam thing, I don't see good things happening for that. I don't see good things.
But on the other hand, I mean, the phishing scam, that is your own stupid fault for falling for that kind of crap. Seriously, how dumb do you have to be? We have that crap in World of Warcraft all the time. Click on this link for your free shiny pony. Hey, anybody with one of those stupid shiny ponies should just put a bag over their head and hold it shut.
Oh, another one.
And two, if you believe that kind of thing, no. No. See, go with the bag over the head again kind of thing, because you shouldn't be spreading that. That's bad.
Get them, Ginger. Get them.
So, I don't know how many people I heard that too. Well, I got this link in an IM, and it said if I clicked on this that I'd get a shiny pony. And now my whole account's gone, and the guild's been robbed, and I'm naked, and everything's been sold. You know what? Your own fault. I think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree. Now, Ginger, if you just click here.
No. Click here.
Yeah, just click here. We'll get you that shiny pony you want so badly.
No, I do not want that stupid shiny pony. This thing. Ugh. All right. So I guess it's my turn with a news story. I should stop actually, you know, ranting. But it's
no.
Not bad, though. PopCap Games acquires Zip Zap Play.
Zip Zap Play?
Mm-hmm. I know, right? PopCap Games, the worldwide leader in casual games, today announced that it has signed an agreement to acquire Zip Zap Play, a social games company based in San Francisco, California. With the acquisition, PopCap increases its Facebook games lineup, establishes a social studio in Silicon Valley, and positions itself for further growth and continued success in one of the hottest digital game categories. Financial terms of the acquisition were not disclosed. Of course, they don't want us to know that kind of thing. ZipZapPlay is a venture-backed social game startup with 17 employees, including founders Kurt Burton, CEO, and Mathilde Pignol. I probably killed your name. I'm sorry. Yeah, girl, guy, whoever. CCO, who will continue to direct game design and development at the San Francisco studio. ZipZapPlay's previous titles include Baking Life and other social games. The team at ZipZapPlay is one of the best in social games space, and combined with our existing group in Seattle gives us the opportunity to dramatically expand our development resources. This is coming from John Vecchi, PopCap's co-founder and VP of Corporate Strategy and Development, who oversaw the acquisition. He goes on to say, while the acquisition creates immediate cross-promotional and operations benefits, this is a strategic move with huge long-term potential. We believe ZipZapPlay can help us further evolve and expand the definition of social games. Jason Kapalka, co-founder and chief creative officer at PopCap, says, adding ZipZapPlay's strong design and development team to our rapidly growing social games group is a big move for us. ZipZapPlay is a great cultural fit, a truly creative company that lives and breathes in the space. And their next game is very innovative and exciting. We believe it has the potential to be a step forward in the evolution of social gaming. ZipZapPlay will operate as an independent studio in San Francisco, headed by Barrington Pignol and reporting to PopCap VP of Social Games Development, John David. With the resulting expansion of PopCap's social game development capabilities, the company expects to have 4 or 5 games available on Facebook by the end of 2011. PopCap's initial social games, Bejeweled Blitz and Zuma Blitz, have already attracted a total of approximately 5 million DAUs, which is daily active users, making PopCap Games the third largest Facebook game developer after Zynga and Electronic Arts. Electric Arts.
I think there is an Electric Artist or something like that, so be careful.
Electronic Arts, my bad.
Anyway, like we care. Okay, so.
Yeah, we're too busy playing Sims, you know.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Apparently.
What we got here?
The people over at Crimecraft are saying you can complete a quest. Yes, complete a quest and win 550 gold bars and more. Voxer Entertainment and MMOBomb.com, I love that, have teamed up to offer players an opportunity to easily earn 550 gold bars. That's about $25 U.S. For the free-to-play MMORPG shooter Crimecraft. But there's more. No, don't turn away. You can also win 550 bomb gold coins, the virtual the virtual currency from MMOBomb.com that users can exchange for virtual goods and the currency of their favorite MMO games. To win prizes, players just have to complete the following quest. It's called Play Crimecraft. Girl, I'm having some issues speaking. PlayCrimecraft.com, the free-to-play, fast-paced third-person shooter from Voxers, and you can write a short review and then submit it on MMO's Crimecraft game at their page, which is MMOBomb.com/review/Crimecraft. Every time I say MMO bomb, I think of that from the movie The Runaways, Cherry Bomb. Yeah. players have to register on MMOBomb.com, and it's free, and you'll automatically earn your 25 bomb gold coins. Think about that. I need that money. The quest will also end on May the 20th. Participation, of course, is limited to one review per user. I wonder if we're eligible. The Voxer Entertainment will select three lucky winners and contact them through email in the following days. Besides the winners, three lucky users will earn 100 bomb gold coins just for entering the challenge. If you're not familiar with what Crimecraft is, it's the action-packed combat of online shooters with the community and role-playing elements of today's hottest massively multiplayer games. Previous updates have added player-controlled nightclubs, new maps, new gameplay modes, new weapons, new skills, prize tournaments, both daily, weekly, and of course monthly, and a host of additional gameplay improvements. The Bleed Out campaign, as it's being called, will continue to advance the players' advance the brand's unique style and setting. I think we're going to give it up for the day. We got about 3 minutes left. It is Friday, and it's time to go away. Is it not, Ginger? Am I right?
It is. And the wind is picking up here, and I can hear it in the
air. And you're not. Yes. It's been windy all over Texas. We have a monsoon or something. It's really odd. Usually, we
and
don't...
I live way north Texas, and I'm hearing it.
Yeah. Same thing is going on here. Very, very odd. Well, we're going to say goodbye to you guys. We're going to give you some good music. I would play that Grounds for Divorce for you again, but I may have to peel Ginger off the ceiling if I do that. So, And I teased y'all earlier with this. So I'm going to give it to you again.
Okay, guys.
Give it to y'all again.
So we can't be
you behave.
I think I need
a nap. I am world wedding
okay,
now.
I'll run in first so we can keep scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take
it. I am
quick.
Currently screaming at Firefox. You need to fix your container issue.
Well, there are instructions on how to fix your container issues up on the site if you want to give it a go. I have not tried it yet, so I should probably try it before I continue to yell at them and see if it fixes the issue. Matter of fact, I'll do that sometime this weekend.
Oh, my God, it just ran in.
I like when, oh, my God, he just ran in. Is it nap time yet? Ginger's over there having a whole conversation with herself.
Hi.
Yes, it's adorable.
Oh my God, he just ran in.
All right, Ginger.
Yes, Miss Corey.
Say goodbye to people.
Goodbye, people.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you guys Monday.
Yep. Remember, if you're in Second Life, Ginger Ghost Star, come find me.
Okay, guys.
Corey Mills.
First, so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many.
We can play.
We'll be in
It'll
trouble.
Be fun.
We'll take them down quick.
Okay, we're out of here.